Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Andrew Sherman is here. He's in the building, so to speak. Andrew is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back many, many years, probably close to 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books. If I had them all here in my studio, I couldn't see over them. But including the brand spanking new one that is going to change some lives and maybe even change the world. The title is Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. Andrew is also an attorney, but we love him anyway. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. I probably am one of the five people on the planet that's smiling this morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And folks, what Andrew's talking about is you're alluding to some of the stock market business. Andrew, I told my audience earlier in the hour when I opened the show, I said that, and I've been saying this now for months. My audience knows I've been saying this for months, even when things weren't so scary. I've been saying that whatever we're in, and I'm not going to call it, I'm not going to call it a recession or anything. I'm going to call it just uncertain times, because I think that's what we've got. We've got uncertain times. A lot of people don't know what we're going to get in the future, and that we're not plowing completely uncharted waters, but some of the things that are happening are fairly unprecedented. And so what I've been saying, Andrew, is that here's one thing that I do believe. Here's one thing that I'm not uncertain about, and that is that whatever we're in, wherever we're going, I now believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that small businesses, Main Street, will lead us out of whatever it is we're in. Not Wall Street, not the government, not the G8. It will be Main Street small businesses. What do you think?
I think you're 110% correct. I think that our small business, you know, the role of small business in our economy, we've talked about it before on the shows, is the backbone. And when the body is hurting, you ultimately begin relying on the backbone as a source of stability, as a source of confidence, as a source of innovation and creativity. But more importantly, you know, Jim, I don't know what portion of the market crisis right now is real and what portion is psychological.
There's a lot of it is psychological.
Psychological can be controlled through attitude. And if there's anybody that has the best attitude on the planet, it's our America's small business owners,
right,
entrepreneurs. And so to the extent that this is attitudinal, you know, we just need to readjust the dial and hunker down and get busy fixing it. And I agree with you 110%. And, you know, in a lot of ways, that's many of the themes of Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel, come out in this dialogue.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Your book was very prescient in its origins when you started writing it, Andrew. I mean, I'm sure you know your infinite wisdom actually knew that, you know, you were going to be hitting it right on the money. But I wish you'd given me a little more of a tip, though, back about a year ago.
That's
but
right.
Anyway. But
you and me both, buddy.
Yeah, but the thing is, Andrew, is that you talked about trust and how much of it's mental. I've been saying now for a long time that we have a real estate problem, but the problem is not the real estate that we live in. The problem is the 5 inches of real estate between our ears. That's where the problem is, I think, in many ways, because Andrew, people are still living in houses. People actually have houses. We're only slightly now, we're currently only slightly above the 30-year average of unemployment. We're still 3 points below the average for Europe's unemployment when they're doing the best they can.
Well, look, we've forgotten about the theory of relativity, and what you're talking about is very true. I mean, I had one of my MBA students come up to me. You know, I teach at University of Maryland,
yep,
21 years in the Smith School, and one of my MBA students was about to graduate come up to me and he said, you know, times are really tough out there, Professor Sherman. There's a pretty good chance that my wife and I are going to have to live in a townhouse and not be able to buy a bigger house for a couple years. And I thought to myself,
poor baby.
Gosh, you know, the world must surely be falling apart.
How will you live?
You know, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, one-garage townhouse.
Well, and he was serious, right?
48-inch flat-screen TV still works out okay for you.
He was serious. This was a true lament, wasn't it?
He was serious. And you know, we need to pinch ourselves and realize we still are in the number one best country in the world. We still have many, if not all, of the things we need. And if you're listening to today's show and you think you're about to lose your job, or you think that you know, you've already lost your job, you're having trouble making mortgage payments, I mean, don't get me wrong. You have my and Jim's deepest sympathies and best thoughts. But
hold on to that thought, Andrew. We're going to come right back. More of Andrew Sherman right after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
My true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. What a voice. From the Platters. From the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You know, some people call those songs old. I call them classic. Like me. Andrew, that's what Andrew Sherman calls me, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't say I'm old. He says I'm classic. Right, Andrew?
I thought that was you doing karaoke just now.
Yeah, that probably. I could probably pull that off. Well, at least.
Hey, dude, you're vintage, man. You're vintage.
At least in my dreams. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, is an attorney with an outstanding law firm there in Washington, D.C. And the firm's name is. Remind me, Andrew. I got it. Dickstein Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And it's Shapiro.com, is that right?
That's correct. Dickstein,
the website,
Shapiro.com.
All right. Now, the new book, and by the way, folks, his new book is absolutely, Andrew, it's your best work. Of the 20 books or so you've written, which have sold something under a billion copies worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, of all the books you've written, this is my favorite.
Well, I thank you for saying that, Jim.
Road rules, be the truck, not the squirrel. Now, if that doesn't hit small businesses between the eyes, I don't know what will.
Well, it's true. You know, I just want to spend a minute giving the background. I, as you know, I've written 17 books on business growth and strategy, and what I began realizing along the way is that after 25 years of working with very successful entrepreneurs and growing companies and even, you know, a lot of small business owners, I realize that there are a lot of parallels between business growth and development and personal growth and development. I mean, I have no special qualifications for writing a book on personal growth and development other than I've spent all this time working with folks who have figured it out, and I've helped them along the way, and they've helped teach me along the way, and I felt...
Well, here's the thing, Andrew. We've always known you were smart. Now we know you have a soul.
That's very nicely put, and... You know, there's a couple chapters in the book that really are relevant, I think, to today's situation. And, you know, one of them is the subtitle. This whole concept of being the truck and not the squirrel, I mean, in the ecosystem on the highway of life, you know, we all want to be closer to the truck than the squirrel. We don't want to be, as some people perceive themselves now, to be, you know, without any direction, scrambling around looking for our next acorn, unable to take control of our circumstances. You know, you don't want to be at the lower end of that ecosystem. You want to be strong and durable and confident.
And never in the history of the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, in the 10,000-year history of the marketplace, never have small business owners been in a position to be as strong and as much on par with big companies, bigger, more powerful companies than today. Even October 2008.
Well, the other aspect of being a truck that I think you'll appreciate, because I know you live this motto as do I, is to always be a carrier of valuable cargo for the benefit of others.
Yep.
Now, if you think about the role the trucks play in our society, they are out there 24/7 carrying the goods that we need to make our economy go. And they are value. They are carriers of valuable cargo for the benefit of others. And we all need to be that way. You've spent your life, Jim, that way. I've spent mine. And all of us need to be dedicated right now to helping each other get through these difficult times.
Well, see, and Andrew, that's the reason why I'm so proud of small business owners. Because, you know, Adam Smith wrote about 230 years or so ago, he wrote about something called the invisible hand in The Wealth of Nations. Well, the invisible hand is when you and I are working for our own in our own self-interest, just in the mere act of doing something in our own self-interest in the marketplace, we actually benefit society. Small business owners do that too, but Andrew, small business owners take that up another notch. I actually say small business owners have a visible hand, beyond what we do in the economy and the society benefits from in our own self, when we're operating in our own self-interest. Beyond that, we do things more than that, and that's we believe in things. See, I think that's a very important point to make, Andrew, and I've been doing this for a long time. What are your belief systems? What do you believe in? What value are you bringing to the world? Andrew, small business owners believe in themselves. They believe in their employees. They believe in the marketplace. They believe in the dynamics of the economy. Wall Street, it's now clear, Andrew, Wall Street doesn't believe in anything.
Well, and again, this is exactly consistent with some of the observations I've made in the book, is trying to, you know, one of the chapters is called Happiness is a Clear Windshield, about having a clear vision, about being in touch with those values, and then navigating your path forward around those sets of values. And, you know, we all need to reset our vision a little bit. We need to wipe the muck and the bird dew and the fog off of our windshields that have been accumulating over the last 12 months of volatility. And I think Wall Street and Congress have put some of the muck on our windshields. And
they are the muck.
We need to go get some new windshield wiper blades and some new windshield wiper fluid. And
we need to wash. We need to wash them off of our windshield, because I'm telling you, Andrew, I'm getting more and more adamant, more and more vocal about people who have let us down. And I'm getting more and more angry, because I'm telling you, when I see small business owners as you do every day, when we see them working, men and women of all persuasions out there doing their job on Main Street, and doing their job, being true to themselves, being true to the world around them, and being trustworthy. And when I see that, those are my heroes, and that's the reason why, small business owners, we've got a big job ahead of us. We've got to do what Andrew's talking about. We've got to clean off this windshield and get a clear view and remind ourselves that we're the ones, that Main Street has the values. We've got to get our values exported to the rest of this economy and the rest of this marketplace. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. They're both websites were built for you, ladies and gentlemen. We had you in mind, and we got new stuff coming out. I can't wait to show it to you. Coming out very soon, just in a few more days, we're going to have a brand new website for smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I can't wait to show it to you. You're going to like it a lot, I promise you. A lot of new technology, a lot of new stuff. And, of course, folks, both of our websites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Andrew Sherman is all over all of our websites. Whatever we have, he's contributed greatly to over the years. But I especially want to encourage you to check out his new book, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. And it's outstanding. It's the best work that he's done. And, you know, Andrew, I really, one of the things I like about your book, you know, my last book was more of a fundamentals book, but every fifth chapter was a motivational chapter. You've done with your new book something that I admire a lot. You can't talk to small business owners. Small business, you can't invoke the name of small business without also talking about staying motivated, keeping people motivated, because we're the alpha members of our organization, Andrew. And if we're not on top of our game, you know, the whole organization suffers. And so we've got to keep our attitude right. And you do a great job of that in your book.
Well, Thank you.
And by the way, tell the audience where they can find it.
Well, the website for the book is now live. It's www.bethetruck.com, and that'll give you some background on the book and on me, and that will also link you up to Amazon, and you'll be able to order it online. So,
but it's also out there in wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so check that out. And of course, the title of the book is called Road Rules, and then, of course, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. All right, Andrew, you heard what I said. What do you think?
Well, I think a couple things. Two road rules from the book I think are relevant to talk about in our final couple minutes. I mean, one is this issue of not fearing the back roads, which is road rule number 7. It's important to understand that, yes, as a small business owner, as a member of society, you're going to be taken down some paths that you're not used to, some paths that are off the main road that you normally travel. That's okay. Quite frankly, if you look at the history of our society, it's off the main roads that the best creativity, the best innovation,
that's right,
our metal gets tested. And don't fear those back roads. I mean, the chances of you having to travel on them, and that there's going to be obstacles that you have to get around and figure out how to solve, that's what makes us stronger. I mean,
Andrew, let me stick something in here, folks. As you start down one of those back roads, keep this thought in mind. Be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. If you'll have that attitude as you go down one of those back roads, as you go down one of those tough times, if you're willing to risk what you know for what you might learn, you'll be surprised, like as Andrew said, what kind of opportunities you may find.
Exactly, that's very well said. And then the last thing, I know we're close on time, is road rule number 9, which is accidents can happen even to the best drivers. You know, I'm reminded of Rabbi Harold Kushner's famous book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
Right.
And there's a lot of that going on right now. People are wondering, why is this happening to me? Well, it's not happening to you. It's Wall Street and Congress messing up, and you are the unfortunate victim of their acts in most cases. But this crash, this accident, it's not fatal. We'll have some bumps and bruises, but we'll need to dust ourselves off, repair our vehicles, and get back on the road of life and travel confidently towards our destination. And, you know, we've been through some tough times. We'll always have that as part of the cycle. But, you know, I think that this concept of accidents can happen even to the best drivers is very true for today's times. It's something that we need to bear in mind. It's a collision, not a crash. It's not fatal. You'll get out your car like they do on NASCAR, and you'll dust yourself off, and you get back on the road.
You know, Andrew, another thing as we wrap up, I think what people need to think about also is that, you know, don't presume that it's going to be bad for you. If you keep working hard, if you keep working smart, if you keep focusing on what your customers want and less on what CNBC is saying about the stock market, you may actually be okay during this time.
And get stronger. I mean, one of the favorite quotes of the book I'll end with is, that which doesn't kill me will make me stronger.
That's exactly,
and I believe that, and I know you do, and I
that's exactly right. Hey, Andrew, the website, folks, is bethetruck.com. The book is called Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. Andrew Sherman is the author and our good friend. Andrew, thanks for being here. Good job today. I feel better already.
Good, man. That's what I was hoping for.
Take care of yourself, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.